tell you what, we're going to California. We'll have to burn these wagons. That's Hill Wagon Master back in the east. We got to burn the wagons for firewood. We'll float the Mississippi River, some of them. Some of you going to die. We're going to have some new faces be born. This fucking train's going to California. I'm going to be on it. I hope you are.
That's Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys. And that train going to effing California is his 2021 Dallas Cowboys. Jerry's always good for an analogy, a tale, and an all-time great quote. But is this team going to California, the home of Super Bowl 56? Or will this wagon stop, stutter, and come across too many obstacles along the way? That's been the question all season long on Hard Knocks. And though Jerry Jones seems awfully steadfast on the mission at hand, we won't know the answers until actual football is played. As Jerry puts this mandate out there, the wagons are rolling, it's a perfect start to the last episode of Hard Knocks. We aren't sure what the Cowboys will end up doing this season, but we know that the owner, we know that the coaches, and we know that the players are all expecting big things. It's a great moment in what was really an awesome final episode of the Hard Knocks season. So what do you say? Let's load up the wagons. Let's get to the finish line of 6 weeks with the 2021 Dallas Cowboys. Welcome to the Hard Knocks podcast, a joint production of HBO Sports and NFL Media. My name is Peter Schrager, and Monday to Friday, I'm the host of the NFL Network's Emmy-nominated Good Morning Football. But I have thoroughly enjoyed my role as the host of this podcast all summer long. I've been giving you a more in-depth insider recap of the Hard Knocks episode that was each week. This episode, we've got Shannon Furman, a senior producer at NFL Films and the director of this season of Hard Knocks. But first, a quick recap of some of the highlights from episode 5. The final episode starts with one of the coolest one-on-one meetings we've had access to all season long. It's DeMarcus Ware, a Cowboys legend and one of the greatest defensive players to ever wear the star on his helmet, meeting with Micah Parsons, the team's 2021 first-round pick. See, Ware, he was a first-rounder also, selected by Bill Parcells, the coach at the time, 16 years ago. Ware hasn't played an NFL game in 5 seasons, but you could have fooled me. He looks fantastic, and he's dropping all sorts of pearls of wisdom on the latest Cowboys top 15 pick on the defensive side of the ball. Here they are, Cowboys legend of yesteryear, and hopefully a Cowboys legend of tomorrow, talking pass rush technique.
When Micah got drafted, I saw the tenacity. I saw like the pissed offness. I saw like me. Don't be afraid. I knew, like, I saw your chest go back. I used to do the same thing.
I'm looking at that guy who started to set the standard. If my game resembles his, we're going to be having one of these conversations 10, 20 years from now. You know what I mean? Hopefully, I have this tendency where my first step is like this.
Right. If that foot is outside of you, go on a knee. I had to do this when I played with Bill Parcells.
94. Hey, don't swing that back arm parallel. That's right. You got to knock his hands down when you come around.
A lot of the times, a lot of guys just want to just swipe like this. For me, it's almost like you're doing like this. Boom, boom. So it's like this.
Look.
Boom. Here. So now you still got this. Now come around with it. Boom.
Yeah, so
you see, now you're gone.
Yeah, that's
you're
nice.
Gone. But you still can get him around. Still can get around the corner if he oversets you.
And it's just a minor switch up.
Right, right.
Parsons, the rookie, talks to Ware, the legend, about Tom Brady, who just so happens to be the quarterback the Cowboys will be facing in Week 1. He is awestruck of the legend that is Brady, but he also knows that he is going to have a great responsibility on the field. And as a rookie linebacker, there will be a bullseye on his back. I liked what Cowboys defensive line coach Aiden Durdy has to say to his team, talking about that Brady challenge.
The number one thing on Thursday night is we make 12 feel uncomfortable every fucking snap. As we won't win the game. All serious aside, I say it starts with us and the team goes as we go. If we do our job on Thursday night, I promise you we win this game.
Yes, sir.
Stopping Brady sounds great in the meeting room or in the preseason even, but it will no doubt be harder Thursday night when the lights are on and the regular season kicks off. Okay, so where we left off last week, the end of the roster guys either making the team or not making the team. I was really curious how they would make this somewhat dramatic on the show, given that with just three preseason games and not four like in previous seasons, we would know the results to what was happening a full 7 days before the episode airs. So, look, if you follow the NFL, you knew that Ben DiNucci isn't going to make the Cowboys 53. You knew that Jaquan Hardy wasn't going to make the Cowboys 53. But you also knew that there would be one positive tale coming out of this Hard Knocks season in the final 53-man roster. And with us knowing that there is a silver lining awaiting us in all these player cuts, the moment it actually delivered. You see, to be in the room with Azor Kamara as he is told that he's made the Cowboys 53-man roster, it's special. Remember, Kamara's never made the Cowboys 53-man roster before. He's been the subject of some really hard coaching all season long of Hard Knocks, and he didn't pick up a football until high school, just a few years after arriving in the States from the Ivory Coast. Here is the moment that Azor Kamara's NFL dream is realized.
Waiting on the news. My mom, obviously, she's going to be the first person I call, wants to call me, you know. After the game day, she just, like, keeps saying, we're praying for you. And she's like, there's no doubt in her heart. She's like, I know you're going to make it.
I told AD 3 o'clock, so. Do we want to play a joke on him or just want to just get right to the congratulations?
No. Since starting camp, you know, like the bond and all the things we've been doing, and I can tell like the been something special here, so I'd love to be a part of this team. Oh, there you go.
Hello?
Hello, Azor.
What's up, Coach?
How'd you know it was me? You got my number
in
your phone or what?
Yes, sir. I got your number saved.
All right.
Good deal. He's pay attention in the team meetings. Well done.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, I'm sitting here with Coach AD and Coach Bones. We wanted to just call and see how your day's going.
It's going pretty well. You know, just
obviously, this is a phone call I've been waiting on and, you know, just waiting to hear from you guys.
Well, here it is. Congratulations. You've made the 53. Obviously, this is exciting time for you and your family.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to share it with these two guys because I know they both have so much invested in you.
Right. Oh, man. Hey, you got, man. Honestly, I don't even know what to say right now, man. I'm grateful to be a part of this team, Coach. And, you know, just, see, I can't even talk right now, man.
Hey, Azor, it's AD.
What's up, Coach?
What's up, man? I wanted to say congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Coach. And I appreciate you. Appreciate all the time you've been playing me. And honestly, just I can't wait to work with you.
No, we're going to get it going. Just enjoy today, though. Enjoy this moment.
Yes, sir.
And then from there, we're going to get back. When we get back together in meetings, we'll get going again.
Make sure you enjoy today with your family, man.
We'll do, man. Appreciate that.
All right, young man. God bless. We'll see you Thursday. Congratulations.
Thank you, Coach.
Right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And that's why Hard Knocks is awesome. It had been a week since it was made known to the public that Azor Kamara made the team, and anyone invested in this series or the Cowboys knew that exactly what that call was going to entail. And yet that moment, it still delivers every single time. If you didn't have goosebumps as the wide-eyed Kamara is fumbling for words and offering his gratitude to the very coaches who have been riding him all summer long, he certainly did when he called his mother to share the news.
Hello, Mom.
Yeah?
I'm hungry.
That's what it is?
Yeah, I made a team.
You made a team?
Yeah.
It's Alina. Alina.
I made a 53-man roster. I wasn't going to do that. Oh my God. You see?
It's stuff like that moment, Kamara's mom going wild over FaceTime, that keeps us coming back to Hard Knocks every single season. You see, you don't get that on an Instagram live post. You don't get that by checking Snapchat, and any old Netflix series isn't going to have that access. You see, it's Hard Knocks. It's HBO. It's NFL Films. Every damn time the show delivers those moments. For the final podcast episode guest, I wanted to reach out to Shannon Furman, the star senior producer at NFL Films, who actually directed this entire season of Hard Knocks. When I reached Shannon, she's just a few hours removed from putting the final episode to bed. You know, she deserves a few nights sleep. Lord knows it's been a few months since she's had one. All right, I'm so excited to bring our guest on for the final podcast episode of the final episode of an awesome Hard Knocks season. She is a senior producer at NFL Films. She's also the director of this awesome Hard Knocks season. I want to introduce Shannon Furman onto the show. Shannon, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Trying to catch up on my sleep, but...
Yeah. What's it feel like when you finally put this thing to bed? Because we're recording this and we're talking and you're hours removed from like actually wrapping this up on a bow and the world is going to see it in a few hours. What's it feel like when you finally, after being on the road, being remote, getting to know these teams so well, what's it like that day after where you're like, oh my God, it's done. And now the world gets to see the final episode.
It kind of feels like you can breathe again. Like a truck's been lifted off my shoulders, but in a good way too, because it is a lot of fun. It's stressful, but it's fun at the same time. So, it was different this year with the league changing their schedule around and things like that. So normally we're kind of going right up until Tuesday, but the Cowboys were in full preparation mode for the Buccaneers and our show is training camp. So I stayed around a little bit longer just in case like anything major newsworthy happened. Which wasn't the case. So I got to come home I came home Sunday evening. So It's been nice to be home.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And for the listeners at home who are on the treadmill or listening on their commute in, what is that, that travel thing? So do you stay out there? Have you been in Oxnard and Dallas for 5 weeks?
I think it was 7 weeks this year just because they started so
Hall
early.
Of Fame
so
game, sure.
Yeah, I left on July 17th,
flew
out to Oxnard, saw our setup for basically a day, and then I flew back to Dallas. I met with Coach McCarthy for the first time, and then was in Dallas for a day, and then flew back to LA on the 20th, like got our crew together, had our first production meeting, and I think the Cowboys arrived on the 21st, so we were off and running from there, so... I think it was exactly 7 weeks this year. Normally it's 6 weeks. So we had an extra week with them.
One of the cool storylines for us on this podcast has been there's always been the great human interest stories, and we get them with Azor Kamara and we get them with even Ben DiNucci. We get to meet these guys during the season. But I think more than any other year in Hard Knocks history, and you tell me, you've been working on this for more than a decade, I feel like we got to know the stars and we had access to Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, and Micah Parsons, who I think are going to be the three most important people on this Dallas Cowboys team. Did you feel like there was unlimited access to huge, mega A-list stars that maybe we don't always get on Hard Knocks?
I think we went into this year intentionally saying a year I think is comparable was the Buccaneers season. At the time, we had Jameis Winston, Mike Evans, Gerald McCoy. And those guys were great. And we went into this saying, like, we want to emulate that. Like, we know this team has great stars. So if Dak and Zeke and Micah are willing, we want to show them off. So that was our early intention. And I think those guys were into it and they cooperated and we got what we needed out of them. And I love that we were able to give people more of the player. My brother always tells me, like, I want to see the guys. I know who they are. Shad.
Yeah, so, sure.
Yeah. So he was excited. So we pleased my brother.
Yeah, and as long as he's happy, we're all happy. But he's right. And like, here's the thing with Dak, which is so interesting, because I think we all knew Dak as great leader, great family guy, great person. But I didn't know Dak swore. I didn't know Dak was kind of a dog in that huddle. Like, we saw a different side of Dak. And I think that's why Hard Knocks is so special, because you don't get what you maybe thought the prepackaged version of Dak Prescott would be. Were you surprised with this version of Dak Prescott, unfiltered?
It was a little bit, because I actually got to know Dak because I was there for All or Nothing in 2017. And that was only his second year in the league. So I was able to see like a maturation process with him that Because in 2017, he was much more quiet than he was this year, which I think is what you want, though, out of your quarterback.
Yeah.
You're seeing him grow.
Sure.
Yeah. And he was like, he wasn't filtered because there was a microphone on him or anything like that. And all Dak actually, I don't know if people know this. He pitched the Jonathan story, the mailroom supervisor.
Yeah, he's great.
Rich Alrymple, the PR guy, he sent Dak a picture of those four guys playing cards. And Dak was like, we should get him on Hard Knocks. And so then Rich and Dak pitched that to me.
How good is that?
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great. Jonathan was awesome. I was happy we were able to even like call him back with the like arriving at games and stuff like that. So yeah, Dak could be a producer on the show.
That's tremendous. And I love that you lean on his input. You know, it's been a great season and it's been all these great storylines, but maybe the biggest takeaway from Hard Knocks or the lasting legacy, the let's go get a snack moment, was the 4-minute drone shot. And I know you were running point on the overall production out there on remote. Can you take us through that drone shot from episode 3 that absolutely blew everybody away and is still being sent along online? I think it had over 4 million views the last time I looked at it.
Yeah, I mean, I actually can't take credit. I wasn't there the day they did that because we were still in California, but we started back when there was a bowling alley video that I don't know if people saw. We saw that.
I've seen that. Take us through that, what that bowling alley is. That's cool. I know that you know that. That's good.
Yeah. So there was a video done in a bowling alley in Minnesota. I think it was just for commercial purposes for the bowling alley, but it went viral on Twitter and we saw that. And immediately we all started talking about how could we do something like this and make it like even cooler and bigger and stuff. So like there was meetings all throughout the spring, like what's the appropriate use for this? Like just people tossing out ideas. At first it was kind of like, should we do it for the Hard Knocks Open? Then it was kind of like, no, it's not like needs to be longer. Like the Hard Knocks Open's only 30 seconds. So when we knew we were changing locations, we kind of all got together and said, this would be perfect for them coming back to Dallas. So we immediately started rolling on. I mean, I pitched it to Rich, I think like the third day of training camp, he loved it. So from that there, we kind of just like started getting rolling with like booking everybody to do it. So Jason Weber was the producer from Back at Films who directed everything on location there. We used some of our people, but we used the man who flew the drone in
so cool.
Minnesota. Yeah. So, but like Sydney Johnson, who is one of our PR women, she worked with us on the second half of the show in Dallas. She did the audio for it. So when you see like the guy running down the street, the yoga, she set up all those microphones all over the place to kind of, it's real audio. That's not sweetened after the fact or added in. Like that was like microphones that were laid out all over the facility to kind of make that happen. So, and it was cool to see the Cowboys. They obviously loved it. So it's like playing on the Jumbotron there. Yeah. They have it at the Star now and stuff.
Oh, have they been using it as promotional materials now? I'm sure they have. Yeah, they should. They should lean into that. One of the coolest things about that is afterwards, there was a whole discussion of like, oh, do the Cowboys plant that video because they want the combine in future years? Like it became a discussion of like, how did the Cowboys arrange this? And from what it sounds like, you're like, no, it's from NFL Films. Like we pitched it to them.
Yeah, no, yeah, it was our idea. We were kind of just talking about it all spring, but to their credit, I mean, they were on board from the second they heard we wanted to fly a drone through their $1 billion facility. We're just going to like kind of come take over. And they were totally on board and were very helpful setting it all up and making it happen.
That's so cool. I love that. As everyone's listening to this now, we've wrapped the season up here. I would say that I mentioned Dak and Zeke, but like, the big personalities might have been the Zora Kamara or we said Micah Parsons. Like you're on the ground. Who did you come away from this season thinking like, wow, that guy, we're gonna be talking about this individual for many, many years because of his personality off the field as well as his performance on it.
I mean, if we're going with Cowboys players, I would probably pick Micah, but I'm also biased because I've known Micah since we have the Penn State connection.
There you go. Tell him, Shannon. Let him know.
But Micah is, yeah, he's awesome on and off the field. I think he's going to be a special player. But honestly, like my favorite person was Aiden Diggs. And you'll be seeing
so
him
cute.
Again tonight.
Yep.
I mean, he jumped out the day we were doing the shoot with Trayvon. We didn't even know he was going to be there, to be honest with you. We were trying to do the Zoom with Stephon and Trayvon. So we planned on having Aiden in the next show because Trayvon told us he wasn't coming till the following week. And then he jumped out. We get to the house and we pull up at the same time as Trayvon did because I think he was picking him up from the airport. He jumps out of the car, runs right up to me and says, hi, I'm Aiden. I'm 4. My birthday's November 1st and I'm intelligent. And I was like,
yes.
Oh my God, you're a star.
You're a star. And he is.
Yes. Yes. So I mean, I don't know. We keep joking, like, should we get this kid a show on Nickelodeon?
Guess what? There's going to be an NFL show on Nickelodeon. I think he makes a lot of sense. He should be on that show on Nickelodeon. And he was great. And I named him the MVP of, like, our last, I do MVP on the podcast. It's impossible not to fall in love with it. And his curiosity in the game. And then, of course, when he says he's wearing a Mahomes jersey, and they're like, no, 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 you're wearing a Dak jersey. And he's like, oh, I'm a little bit confused. The cutest moment maybe in Hard Knocks history.
I mean, we are all the directors. We were walking around saying, I'm a little bit of confused. The rest of confused. That was our line the rest of the summer. And people are going to think that the scene tonight is scripted. And you, like, I couldn't have a four-year-old script that if I tried. Like, it's even cuter than it was 2 weeks ago. Like, he's just fantastic.
That's incredible. My last question before we wrap, the Jerry Jones factor. I know his hands are involved in everything Cowboys. How much interaction did you guys as a crew and as a show deal with the owner directly, as this is more or less an all-access look at his baby?
I mean, Jerry is fantastic for our purposes. Like, he's very into it. He's the reason we were there. He was willing to do kind of whatever we wanted. Just a good story for you about the helicopter scene and stuff. That morning, I texted Rich and said, let me know where we should meet Mr. Jones when he gets to the game. And he says, hold on. And I'm like, okay. And then, like, we were like literally in a little cafe eating breakfast, getting ready to drive to the stadium. And then Rich calls me and he's like, you asked for it. You're going in the helicopter with him.
That's great.
And I was like, okay, I got to get the crews together because no one thinks they're doing that today. And like all my directors were looking at me like, pick me, pick me.
Yeah, it's a cool gig, especially when they start and stop and have to come back down, right?
Yeah. Another thing people think we scripted or asked him to do, like if we asked people to do things like that, they'd be like, get out of here. Yes. Like, no, we're not doing that. So no, that really happened. It was just, we had one camera and audio in the helicopter with him. I mean, he was great the whole day, even helping us like get the shot of him coming off the elevator and timing that perfectly. That's probably one of my favorite shots from the whole series this year, how that's just timed with the Metallica song and stuff like that. So, I mean, he was great. We watched practice with him a couple times between Oxnard and Dallas and kind of filmed him as he was watching. And like, I love working with Mr. Jones. He gets it. So for my purposes, I'll work with him anytime.
I understand. And I'll leave you with this. You get to make a prediction now. Cowboys, was it, I said this because I host a morning show and it's like, on Hard Knocks, they look like they're going undefeated. They make them look so good and it's all slow motion. It's Liev Schreiber and the cinematography is beautiful. I know you're based in the Philadelphia market. I know you're a Penn State alumnus. Cowboys, from a 30,000 foot, like, do you think we'll be talking about them in January, or are you more wait and see? Let's at least let the season play out.
I mean, I think we'll be talking about them in January, especially in their division. They should be the front runners to win that, especially if they start, if they can stay healthy. I think like Dak looks great. Zeke looks great. Their defense seems to be in really good shape with Dan Quinn there. I think, like I said, I think Micah's a special player. I mean, their linebacking core is ridiculous. So, I mean, I think I'm going to be cheering for them instead of the Eagles.
this might be a wait and see year for the Eagles. The Cowboys, at least we know some of the names and we know the head coach is a proven winner. We should see with the Eagles, who I imagine might be your hometown team. Could you even say that? I don't know.
I mean, they technically are, but at this point in my career, I just tell everybody I root for people.
Me
I root
too.
For the people. Like I don't root for the logo on the helmet anymore. I root for good people. So that locker room this summer was one of the best we've worked with on Hard Knocks. So it's hard not to cheer for those guys.
Cheer for those guys and cheer for Aiden Diggs over the next 50 years of his football journey. I'm sure we're going to be talking about him forever. Shannon, this was so awesome. Thank you for doing this. You can go relax, have a drink if you want. And we'll definitely be excited to look at Hard Knocks next year, see what team, but it'll be hard to match the quality you guys put together this year.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. And thanks for watching.
Shannon's awesome, obviously, but so is CD Lamb. And I thought this was a really interesting moment in this season of Hard Knocks, given where we are as a country and where we are as a Cowboys team. He tests positive for COVID late in the preseason, missed a bunch of days of practice, and it was a storyline on the show. But credit to Lamb, credit to HBO, credit to NFL Films, and all the producers behind this, because him explaining his experience with COVID, well, it's a chilling moment. And when you see one of the most athletically gifted young men in American sports describing his experience this way, it really does open your eyes.
I'm rooting for this game, though. It's like the closer the game get, the more anxious I get. just off of excitement, you know what I'm saying, to be back out there with my brothers, especially coming off of COVID.
Yeah.
Because, like, that week, it's probably, like, the worst week of my life, considering I couldn't smell or taste.
Couldn't taste.
Man, I ain't know what to cook.
Because it all tastes the same, you know what I'm saying? So it was a speedy recovery. It was faster than a lot of people expected, myself included. You know, got everything back in a week. Like my senses, I could smell, I could taste, and I'm excited. But nah, it really sucked.
Our MVP of the week, I mean, how else can you do this without giving it to Trayvon Diggs' son, Aiden, yet again? I told Shannon he's already won it one time on the show. He wins it again. The kid's tremendous. Here he is at a make-your-own Sunday dessert spot with his dad and his grandmother. And when a special guest, not Patrick Mahomes, stops by, hilarity ensues.
Let's do cheers, okay?
Hey, cheers!
Cheers.
Cheers for a good season, right?
Uh-huh.
For a good season.
So, how do you feel when you play?
What, this week?
Mm-hmm.
I feel good.
So?
I'm ready. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Sure you ready?
Yep.
I need to hear you when you cheer.
I'm going to cheer for Dak Prescott. He's my favorite cornerback in my whole entire world.
Wow, yes.
And I hope we call him so he can know me.
You want to meet him?
Yeah. I want his phone number.
What you going to say to him?
What's up?
Hi.
What's up, big man?
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine.
What's your name?
Aiden.
Aiden?
So, you're Patrick Mahomes?
You think I'm Patrick Mahomes still? Whose jersey is this?
I mean, not Patrick Mahomes, are you Dak Prescott?
Yeah.
So good to see you.
So good to see you. Listen, you can't keep getting me and Patrick confused.
Yeah, you got
it. I don't have the hair, he's got the hair.
So
he's got the hair like you.
Dak Prescott.
I'm Dak Prescott.
It's good to see you. How do you feel?
I feel good, I'm healthy, I'm ready to go.
I saw you at the game.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I loved you hollering at your dad. Stay focused.
Then I said, believe in you.
Yeah, believe in yourself. You, will you say that for me?
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm going to need you to.
Yours is number four like this.
Yeah.
I have your shirt on.
I like it. You wear it better than me. I got you a jersey, so so you can wear one, you can hang one up. Does that work?
Wait, yeah.
I'm gonna sign it, and I'm gonna write on there, not Patrick Mahomes. All right, so you remember it?
Dak Prescott, let me show you my throw.
Well, come on, what are we waiting on? Let's go. Go ahead, go out.
Catch a pass, go score a touchdown.
So each week, I like to look ahead at next week's episode, but this week, there is no next week's episode. So for this one, I wanted to give my quick snapshot of the 2021 Cowboys season that awaits us. You see, I asked Shannon Furman, the producer, what she thought of the Cowboys and whether she envisioned them playing January football. Basically, are they going to make the playoffs? And whereas Shannon is confident that this group can put it all together, I got to be honest, I'm not so sure. Are they a likable team? Yes. But as we wrap this summer's Hard Knocks podcast up, there are still so many lingering questions about this team. I have questions about the Cowboys' defensive metal. I have questions about their offensive line. And I have questions about their place in the conference. Trust me, a loaded NFC is waiting for them. I loved getting to know these guys. Dak, I didn't know he had so much dog in him. Zeke, he's really a fun-loving dude. And both Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb have star power written all over them. But as is the case with just about every Hard Knocks team every year, you've got to resist falling in love with them because of all the access and the Liev Schreiber voiceover. One thing is for certain, though. Expectations are very high in Dallas this year. And those wagons that Jerry Jones was talking about to start the show, they're aiming towards Los Angeles, whether they're ready for it or not. And that is it for this season's episodes of the Hard Knocks podcast. I loved it. This show is produced by HBO Sports and NFL Media. You make sure to check out the Hard Knocks Instagram page at Hard Knocks HBO for exclusive clips from training camp all week long. And now that we're headed towards the season, keep an eye on it for some extra footage. You can also access even more Hard Knocks content on NFL.com. As always, listeners, I want to hear from you. What'd you think of the season? Tweet me at pschrags, P-S-C-H-R-A-G-S. You can follow me on Twitter, and I'll give you updates on the Cowboys all season long. I've been so honored to host this, and I wanted to thank Grant Rutter and Trey Booty, our producers, and all the folks at HBO and NFL Films who helped put this together. You can stream all the episodes of this season's Hard Knocks on HBO Max. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I had a blast. Hope to see you next year.